Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Fannin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Cliff Fannin. And now, play ball. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck takes first base on ball four. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick juggles the ball. That's an error on Judnick. Peck moves to second. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux bunts towards first. Judnick scoops it up and throws to first, with Hitchcock covering, for the out. Peck moves to third. Metkovich moves to second. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peck scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary takes first base on ball four. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dillinger for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller takes first base on ball four. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Peck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. Boudreau bunts towards the mound. Fannin fields it and throws to first for the out. Metkovich moves to second. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metkovich scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seary takes first base on ball 4. Fleming moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Fleming scores. Seary moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan is walked intentionally. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Metkovich strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Lehner hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to third. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan is walked intentionally. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin fires to first and picks off Hegan. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fannin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Siri, who is chasing the ball. Zarrilla reaches third base with a triple. Heath goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Indians. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Zarrilla scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Early hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Judnick scores. It's Indians, 3, Browns, 3. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0 for 1 in the game. Fannin strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Peck hits a pop-up towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metkovich moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Fleming hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Seary hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hitchcock strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Heath steals second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops it up and throws to first, with Fannin covering, for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Early hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0-for-2 in the game. Fannin hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Siri strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dillinger. Gordon moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner is walked intentionally. Heinz Becker pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Al Lopez now catching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman pinch runs for Jeff Heath. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to second. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens is walked intentionally. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Judnick strikes out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Early strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Coleman now playing left field. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0-for-3 in the game. Fannin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-4 in the game. Lehner hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Fleming bunts towards the mound. Fannin fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Seary is walked intentionally. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Seary moves to third. Gordon moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner is walked intentionally. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kinder fields it and throws to home to get Seary. Gordon moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Robinson now playing first base. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-4 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Feller, and towards Gordon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.